Trevor's head throbbed, each thought in his head pounding it harder and making it more painful. Each thought, each incomplete thought. Images, really. Noise, loud music, lights, lots of people. Had he gone and done it again? He had promised himself never to pick up another glass, a promise he had kept for weeks, months, to get his life back together, to follow routine, to be clean, to be disciplined, to get back all he had lost. How was his head so sore, so heavy? How he hated the smell, the stink that reeked from his nostrils, his mouth, hell, even his skin. He turned right, left, held his breath because he felt it might hurl. How? How? How?
Hi, baby.
Then the sweetest sound made him want to open his eyes, lift his eyelids that felt swollen for a moment. Now Trevor had to open his eyes, to find a tablet to help the headache subside, to get up, to lift his head. If only he remembered any of it. That was always part of the problem. The holes in his memory. Where was the joy in forgotten experiences? The morning after, they were all just aching muscles, sometimes bones, a throbbing head, a woeful feeling after another. Feelings compounded by the realization he had nobody left to judge him, to ask why, to even not ask why, just to stare at him coldly for days, in a clear, albeit unuttered question. You had to go and do it all over again, didn't you? Now his bed was empty, smaller these days, but empty. From that empty bed he had planned every morning to get it all together, to string enough weeks clean, disciplined. And for weeks, for months, he had done this. Now thoughts stopped. He had to open his eyes. This was not a dream. This was the sweet sound of a toddler. Tiny footsteps, clumsily knocking objects around his bed. The sun beating across the bed, making the pain in his head feel more sickening, as well as confusing.
Hi, baby.
Because in all his years, Trevor never had a child. Who was calling him Dad?
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.